T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Third overall pick of the New York Giants in the 84 draft, or the third overall pick in the draft by the Giants, 1984. Played at Michigan State, of course. He's a great linebacker with those great Giants teams back in the day. No great Giant teams right now. I first met Carl Banks when I was working at the Fan in New York. I used to see Carl a lot, and he's with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Carl, it's been a while, man. How you been?
Adam, I'm great, man. How are you? Congratulations. You guys got a wonderful talent there, man.
We are so excited, yeah. Carl. I mean, it's funny because for weeks, Dustin and I have been banging the table. Brown's got to get Beckham. We've been going nuts about it. And all my friends in New York are like, you guys are nuts. They're never trading him. You're crazy. Blah, blah. We were so excited. This town's on fire right now. Carl, you know what it's like. You played for the Browns at the end of your career. You know what this town feels about football. They're going bananas right now.
Yeah, I'm so happy for the folks in Cleveland because this will I said that the Browns will be the equivalent of the Golden State Warriors. They're going to be so exciting on offense. And, you know, you'll have a player there that is 100% committed to winning, and he's going to work harder than everybody else, even though I think his receiving mate may give him a run for his money in terms of hard work and Laurent Landry, but those two guys together, man, are going to be a treat.
Carl, why do you think ultimately Dave Gettleman decided to trade Odell Beckham, even though he was so staunch on not trading him? He's like, we didn't sign him to trade him, and then he trades him.
Well, I think the short answer is they got an offer that they thought would help them build the team. Now, the thing about what people should understand is that Odell Beckham is a transcendent talent, and he doesn't need a particular team or system to be good. He's going to be good wherever he goes. That doesn't necessarily mean that that those teams will be good. And, you know, though I hate it and was shocked that he was traded to the Cleveland Browns, but, and I haven't heard from Dave Gettleman, so I can't say definitively, but I think what they got helps them build a better football team. And I think ultimately, you know, given the mess that Dave Gettleman inherited, he's got to chart a path for this organization that's going to be sustainable for years to come. And that means putting in place a foundation of young players that are going to be good on the offensive line, young players that are going to be good on the defensive line, and, you know, getting – you know, someone like a Jabril Peppers, who is basically another first-round pick in this draft. I mean, in this trade, gives them a guy who's tremendous, tremendously athletic, and he's a guy that is going to be part of their future. So I just think given the picks that they have and then what they got from Cleveland, it's going to ultimately help them build the team that they can, you know, kind of go forward with. Now, that's, you know, not an easy answer for Giant fans to swallow because they will find a lot of other ways to keep Odell and build a team, you know, such as, well, they could get rid of the quarterback or they can get rid of, you know, so many other things, or they overpaid for free agents. But, you know, all of those things came with a reason. You know, they overpaid for free agents because they did a crappy job of drafting for 7 years.
Yeah.
You know, so when you need to try to fix an offensive line and you don't have the luxury of having anything to build on currently on that roster, you know, Ereck Flowers was the guy that was supposed to be the anchor in the rebuilding of things. And then you go down the list of other players on that offensive line, and you just happen to have a short market of offensive linemen last year. So you had to overpay to get a guy. You know, if you had something decent in terms of your roster, then you can say, okay, well, we don't have to overpay for a guy like Nate Solder because we can draft Hernandez and we can pass on a guy if he's overpriced. They didn't have a choice. Same with the linebacker position when Alec Ogletree, and both players I think are good football players, but people are complaining they overpaid for him. Well, what did you have? You know, the team, Mark Ross, you know, did a horrible job of stocking the roster.
Yeah.
So, and then they say, well, you could cut Eli Manning. Okay, so you cut Eli Manning. What competent quarterback are you going to get for under $25 million now anyway?
Nobody. I mean, you get,
exactly.
Right, you get a rookie.
So,
but yeah.
So you're robbing Peter to pay Paul?
Yeah. Right.
So for Dave Gettleman, he's like, I got to fix it. I got to put it on a course. And he knew he would take a hit for this Odell Beckham thing. And this is my thinking on this. He hasn't said, you know, what his plan is. But, you know, when you look at a roster that's decimated and they turned it 70%, 80% by the end of the year, it tells you they need to get assets. And, you know, the biggest calling card he had was Odell Beckham. I believe he said he didn't sign him to trade him, but they were in a position where they, you know, they're getting draft choices and they're trying to accumulate players. So that's what they had to do.
Carl Banks is with us, former NFL linebacker, now Giants analyst. Carl, you know, I've been surprised that I've heard, you know, some media members in New York all of a sudden saying he's a bad guy in the locker room. I never heard any of this
horrible
stuff. It seems it's ridiculous, right?
It is horrible.
Yeah.
And then
outrageous.
I read somewhere where someone says, oh, and they got rid of him for his off-the-field stuff.
And what off-the-field stuff? He's done nothing wrong.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. I mean, there was a video out on the internet which surfaced prior to him getting a big contract.
Right.
So he's a good kid. Great character. You guys, if you have a chance to meet his mom, Heather, spend some time with her.
Okay.
You can tell with the kid, he's passionate about football. Now, there is stuff that comes with him, but you guys had LeBron James, so you know.
That's right.
And then here's, you know, the challenge for Kitchen, the young coach, is to make sure that he's okay with answering a question that Odell Beckham didn't answer. Or if there's a game where Odell Beckham caught three balls and then the national media says he's unhappy, but Odell Beckham tells you otherwise, that they got to deal with that for a week and a half.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's like Odell will be the guy who says, hell, I don't care. My guys are getting theirs, and we won, and that's all I ever want to do. So, but that won't be good enough. That's what comes with Odell Beckham. If it was anyone else, case closed. What a team guy, they would say. But because it's him, all of this stuff comes with him. And it's always, and we know where we are in our discourse on with these TV commentators. It's makeup crap to keep a conversation going, and if you say it enough times, then maybe somehow it'll be true. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so this is what you got to deal with. Now, everybody's a TV psychologist. Oh, well, Odell Beckham caught seven balls. Would he drop one? Is he losing his skill set?
Yeah, so silly.
You know, this is, and Adam, you know, you've been in the fishbowl before,
yeah.
But that's what's coming to town. And you guys have had it with LeBron, and LeBron had good players around him, so they won. So as long as your team is winning, and I think they've got a really good opportunity to do so, the way the division's breaking, you won't have to deal with it a lot, but just be prepared, because there's going to be one or two people, probably once a month, that's going to come up with a harebrained idea about something Odell Beckham didn't say but really wanted to say. or he likes his offensive coordinator, but he thinks he's could do certain things better. Right. It's going to be a lot of that mess that comes, and it becomes exasperating if you're not, you know, insulated internally enough to say, okay, go away, you know, because you're going to always have to answer questions on behalf of Odell Beckham. Teammates are going to have to do it. PR is going to have to do it. Coaches are going to have to do it. And it becomes a story because then, oh, well, the coach didn't answer definitively, so it must be some truth to it. But what you're getting is a guy that's going to give you everything he's got on the football field, and that's a lot. He's going to be a great teammate. He's going to practice harder than anybody else.
Yeah.
And that's all you can ask for in your football player. And then, but because he's a megastar, stuff comes with him. Not negative, but it's just stuff that wears you down if you're not insulated and ready for it.
We're talking with the former NFL player Carl Banks. Does a great job there with the Giants on the radio. And Carl, what are the Browns getting with Olivier Vernon?
Okay, that's a great question. He's going to be a great complement to your young pass rusher over there. But what you're going to get from him is a guy who's very businesslike. He's going to work. You'll see him after practice continuously running and practicing on something. You'll never see him. He'll never be the first guy in after practice. You'll look out and he's running gassers. He's doing something to make himself better. The unfortunate aspect for Olivier while he was here in New York, he just didn't have enough around him, you know, which that won't be the case.
Right.
In Cleveland. So he's going to be a hardworking guy. He's, you know, non-controversial, very businesslike, but a pleasant guy.
Last thing, Carl, obviously you played for the Browns at the end of your career. You were part of that 95 team, and you know we've talked about what happened there and how the team was stolen out of Cleveland and how we've talked to other players on the team and how emotional it was from the guys that year. Obviously, you weren't a lifelong Browns player, but you played for the Browns at the end. What was that experience like that season?
I tell everybody it is the best football town ever. They're more high profile, but there's not a better fan base than the Cleveland Browns fan base. And, you know, they deserve a lot of good things to happen to them because they've been just kind of downtrodden and just never really caught a break. And, you know, since the team moved, and I just think this is an opportunity for them to really – really enjoy what's going on because it's been a very long time since, you know, they've had Bernie and Mac and Biner and Slaughter and all those guys. Now they're back. I mean, I think this is something they can look forward to because it's a young nucleus. It's a talented nucleus, and there seems to be stability in the front office.
Carl, we appreciate it, man. Good to catch up with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Carl Banks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.